Energy improvement work begins at Sports Centre. Work to install measures to improve the energy efficiency of Todmorden Sports Centre began in September. The measures are part of an ambitious project to reduce the carbon impact of the building and support Calderdale's net zero targets. Works include the removal of existing gas boilers and replacement with air source heat pumps, installation of roof-mounted solar panels, replacement of the sand filters for the swimming pool with a modern energy-efficient microfiltration system, and the provision of a new electrical substation. Over the next few weeks, activity on site will increase, including groundworks to form the new external plant enclosure and substation base. Although this work will require the removal of a small number of trees, each tree will be replaced with the planting of two other native species. Installation of the solar panels will commence later in September, providing a significant renewable contribution to the building's power use in the future. Calderdale Council's Cabinet Member for Climate Change and Resilience, Councillor Scott Patient, said, "The works will have a significant impact on the energy efficiency of the building, and once complete will save 275 tonnes of carbon emissions and reduce the carbon emissions associated with the energy use of the council's whole estate by around 6% per year. The decarbonisation work will support the council's priority to tackle the climate emergency and will help achieve Calderdale's target to achieve net zero by 2038, with significant progress by 2030. During the works, every effort is being taken to minimise the disruption. There will be a temporary reduction in parking spaces in the upper car park during initial works. The installation of heat pumps and plant rooms later in the year will require the full closure of the upper car park due to the size of the crane required. Dates and times will be publicised when confirmed. The path from the upper car park to the reception area will also be closed until early November, with an alternative route in place via the footpath on Ewood Lane and the main drive into the sports centre. Centre users will be kept informed throughout the works."